After we visited the village, we then took a small bus which took us halfway across the island on a little van-type bus, and there we waited to catch a connection down to see the temple. While we were waiting, I saw this beautiful lake, which I took a picture of. If you look just above the lake and off to the right, you can see the trace of a little road. That was the one road that went down to the fishing village, and that was the direction that the bus we wanted would come from. So you could see your bus coming 5 minutes in advance just by keeping a lookout. Anyway, our little bus finally came and took us to temple area. You can see the little buses that we were riding in. I guess the buses that went along the main road to the fishing island were regular sized buses, and then they had little buses which ferried you to and from the temple. These little buses are parked in front of the temple, and that was the gateway that you entered through. And then you walk down a pathway and see different gardens and a bridge across a little stream. And then you get into the temple area. They don't have walls around their temples, but then they're in a relatively desolate area. This temple was largely a vegetarian restaurant run by the Buddhist monks, and apparently that's how they could afford to put up these nice buildings. This is a view of the main building. Just underneath, like on the first floor of this building here, is where most of the restaurant would be. They also had some picnic tables and such that you could eat outside, but as it was a rainy day and not that many tourists, apparently we were there in off-season in November. Everybody was eating on the inside, and there was plenty of room. Then upstairs on the second floor, they would have different Buddhist images, and this would be a picture of one of them. I think this was from the second floor of the smaller building. So that concludes our tour of Hong Kong, which was really a city of contrast. You had some very modern and populated areas. You also had some very primitive and desolate areas, and all sorts of combinations thereof. From Hong Kong, we went on to Thailand and stayed mostly in Bangkok. However, we did take a train trip up north to the traditional capital. I think it was Arun Set or something like that. Anyway, around there, we toured the ruins of the traditional capital. I guess it was a traditional capital in, say, 1200 A.D. And since then the capital had been moved to Bangkok, but they had a lot of ruins in that particular city and around Arun Set or whatever. We were taken by a guide in a little pedicab, and this is a picture of Barbara with the pedicab. If you want to know more about what it was like, it was, if you take a Honda 90cc little two-cycle engine and have the same steering mechanism, you know, front wheel, but instead of just one rear wheel, you add a little truck-like exterior, that's what you have. And when you drive in those, they go like a Honda, and they don't go very quickly, but you don't have too far to go, and they're great on gas mileage, I presume. We toured some really massive ruins, and this is Barbara climbing up one of the larger. I also climbed up, and then we took some pictures from there. As you can see, the ruins are in a true state of ruin, and that there are no barriers to keep people off or anything. You can go wherever you please. From the top of that staircase, you had an overview of what would have been a court, we presume, complete with walls and roofs and pillars. All that's really left is the floor and an outline. Now, this could be an overview of another courtyard. And if you look off into the distance, you can see that the ruins just go on and on for great distances. It used to be a complete city of massive monuments and such. This would be another overview of things off in the distance. There are certain traditional shapes that are very common in Thai, and one of them is a corn cob shape. It has a proper name, but I'm not sure what it is.